right, joining us right now, the head coach of the Maverick men's and women's tennis teams, Dan McDonald. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Hail to Michigan, the conquerors of the West. Had to get a plug for my Wolverines, Jim. National champions, Buckeye boy.
Wow.
Dan
comes out of the gate just firing today.
Just swinging.
Yeah. Hey, there's like 30 college sports, and you guys only won one this year. Good job.
Hey, we'll take it. The biggest one of all.
Well, I don't know. Women's hockey's pretty good. Your men's hockey team was stellar in the final, the Frozen Four.
Are you guys...
We live in the future. We live in the present.
That's more anyway, recently than the football.
Is this what's going to be the next 15 minutes? Just you guys going back and forth?
15? We'd do this for hours.
I love the Buckeye boy. I always love my opponents. Without them, you're nothing.
That's a very charitable way of approaching things, Dan McDonald. If you don't love your opponents, then you have nobody to play against. It's great.
No, I don't know if you guys ever watch any Grand Slam tennis. They always have these amazing Rolex commercials, and one of them is like, you're trying to beat, in tennis, you're almost trying to beat yourself because it's the opponent across the net, right? Anyways, that was really deep, huh, Jim?
It was very deep, Dan. That's the kind of stuff I expect from you, Dan. I really expect that kind of thing from you. So,
CMU education right there.
Exactly. On full display this morning on Mav Day. I'm sure President Marshall's so proud that we're out there representing that fine institution. He's going, we got better guys, right, than Davis. Now you, sir, you're the top of the heap. You're the creme de la creme when it comes to representing the Mavericks.
Really quick, I hope I don't lose you because we're in the bus and we're kind of passing through Rabbit Valley.
Okay. Well, we better get to it then. You're in the Vans, of course, heading out to California for the Pac West, or actually to you're heading out to Surprise Arizona, not to California, but to Surprise Arizona to play in the Pac West Conference Tennis Championships. The Maverick women qualified for the Pac West tournament. The men, unfortunately, did not. So you're in the Vans heading out there. Kind of take us through where you're at to the season of qualifying for the Pac West.
Yeah. And we're actually in a small bus. Got to give a shout-out to all the CMU bus drivers that carry these young people around and coaches. We really appreciate their hard work. But, we're kind of, we've had an up-and-down season. But we got into the tournament. We beat the teams we needed to beat to get in. And we had some tough losses against some other teams. But overall, we've had some injuries. But right now, we're pretty healthy. The doubles are playing better each week. And we get to go down to Surprise. It's going to be pretty warm down there. I told these young ladies to be drinking lots of water all week. But, so I think we're ready. We play a team called Academy of the Arts. We did not get to play them during the regular season, so that's kind of nice not to play no one will know that much about each other. We don't have too many film studies going on in tennis. We know them a little bit. We played them in the past. They're always very tough. I don't know if you knew this. Dan McDermott was the baseball coach there, Joan's husband, for years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Before he retired. I know my sports, Jim.
You do,
anyway,
sir.
So, yeah, we're excited. The kids are ready. Davey and I are ready. So, yeah, we're looking forward to playing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., get a practice in tonight, and we'll be ready to go.
All right, Dan McDonald in the bus heading out to Surprise, Arizona for the Pac West Conference Tennis Championships. And so you had a couple of matches before. Of course, you headed out to Surprise, Arizona, beat Colorado College 5-2, lost to Metro State 4-3. But good days for Julianne Campos, former Grand Junction Tiger, Kristen Thomas, and Delia Meyer. Am I getting her name correct?
Delia Meyer.
Delia Meyer. They all went 3-1. So all three of those singles players played really well against the Tigers and the Roadrunners.
Yeah, we had a solid win on Friday as well against those Thunderwolves. They're kind of like the Ohio State for CMU, right? CSU Pueblo. We beat them 7-0. So, yeah, that got us kicked off. The Metro State match was tough, obviously. 4-3, basically came down to the doubles point. So in college tennis, I don't know if you guys know, we have one doubles versus their one doubles, two doubles versus their two, three versus three. Whoever wins two out of the three matches gets the doubles point. And then we break into singles play, and that's a six single spot, and they're all worth a point. So in college tennis, it's basically a race to four. So we came up a little short, not lack of effort, a little bit of lack of execution. But hopefully...
Oh, we lost Dan. I think we might have lost him.
Oh,
there he is. And we lost him again.
Did I lose you, Jim?
We lost you. You're back, though, Dan. You're back and better than ever, Dan.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That Rabbit Valley. You've been camping out here, Jim? I went camping out here a few times with my son. Anyway, so I'm not sure what you heard, but it's really important to win the doubles point. It's two out. We played one doubles, two doubles, and three doubles against the other team, and whoever wins two out of the three matches gets 1 point for doubles. And then, you know, we break into singles play, and there's six single spots, and those are all worth the points. So it's a race to four to whoever wins the team duel.
Dan McDonald with us today, coach of the CMU women's tennis team. And so you talked about the progress of your doubles teams, Dan. Kind of give us an example of what kind of improvement you've seen from your doubles teams over the season.
Well, you know, doubles, I kind of correlate it to, like, playing basketball, whether you're playing man-to-man or a zone. You got to move when the ball's not hit to you. You got to be in the right position to sometimes we used to call it jump the route. One of my favorite men's teams, remember Spencer Weinberg and Jordan Lyon, they would say, coach, it's like we're intercepting the quarterback's pass. So it's very important to be active at the net, hitting the ball hard, placing lobs, and, you know, finishing at the net, put away volleys, and a high percentage of first serves helps the net team. And then obviously good returns helps the net player as well.
As far as the Pac West Conference Tennis Championships, from a team standpoint, give us kind of the preview of it, of the teams to beat when you're out there in Surprise this weekend.
Well, the number one seed is almost always, usually it's Azusa Pacific. Point Loma actually is the one seed this year. Then Azusa Pacific, Concordia, and Hawaii Pacific. They all get byes. The Pac West, it's really tough tennis, you know, being from California mostly in Hawaii, and then Metro State and us from Colorado. You know, it's some of the best tennis in the country besides maybe Florida. A little better than the Texas schools usually, but so it's a really demanding, tough conference. These guys are, there's teams that are always chasing a national championship. So, you know, it's there's no weak teams if you make the conference tournament. It's almost like a mini national tournament. So it's very competitive tennis. So, you know, it's important that we get off to a good start in doubles, put some pressure on the higher seed going into singles.
Dan McDonald, coach of the CMU women's tennis team, with us today on Mav Day, brought to you by Cuddle to Craft Coffee and Beer House. And I do want to mention, with one of your singles players, Juliana Campos, going out there, played at Grand Junction High School. Of course, part of that, the Elliott tennis family, which has such a tremendous legacy here in the Valley in regard to tennis. This is going to be, she's a senior, so this is her final trip to the Pac West tournament. Kind of take us through what you've seen in her career.
Yeah, like you said, Carol Elliott and Sandra Elliott do an amazing program. I think Sandra and Carol are not only coaching boys tennis, Brandon Gregg has taken over the women's program there at GJ. But like you say, she comes from a deep, Carter Elliott was an amazing tennis player and tennis pro, and obviously Lena, all the kids play tennis. They teach really good, solid fundamental positioning, you know, smart tennis. And Juliana, you know, has a high tennis IQ, as I like to say. She's not necessarily just, you know, knocking the fuzz off the ball. She moves it around. She puts her opponent in awkward positions, sets the point up well. So she's definitely a descendant of that. The Elliott Grand Junction High School.
Hey Dan, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and the Mavericks out in Surprise, Arizona this weekend.
Alright Jim, always nice talking to you and the Buckeye boy. You guys have a great day.
Alright take care. Dan McDonald on the road with the CMU women's tennis team. I believe actually they start play tomorrow. They'll get out there, practice, and then start play tomorrow in the Pac West Championships. But appreciate Dan coming on for a few minutes this morning.
It's the rudest thing he's ever said about Ohio State comparing it to Pueblo.
I know, I could tell. Of all the things he said, that was the thing that probably bothered you the most.
That's the one that really irritated
your
craw.
Me. What do you mean we're like
Are
Pueblo?
Are you serious?
What do you mean Ohio State's like Pueblo?
It's a good thing I had my microphone off.
I'm glad you
would have had.
You used some discretion there. I'm glad you used some common
2.0.
sense.